whip up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're a fanatic, Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
Is there any pizza you don't like?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
No, same. Like, yeah. If there's pizza,
yeah,
I'll eat it.
I'm going to eat it, yeah.
Julia Hill will tell you that I make the very best bagel pizza that has ever been made in the history of bagel pizzas.
Oh. Featuring the Parlay Playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that math make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I ran into our friend Laura from New York over the weekend, and she is finishing a Greg Hill Show portrait of us
as penises?
Yes.
All of us?
All of us.
Really?
Yep. Oh,
some may say a penis depicting me is redundant. But.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Very focused on Monday. I'm sorry. I keep like, I don't know what's going on. Acid reflux. I don't even know what I was saying.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
We're talking about food porn while this is loading. When Shime ate the breakfast sandwich in Gloucester, I thought it should have been rated NC-17.
Yeah, it was inappropriate.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's all my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
I am seriously considering an executive order that limits the amount of times that the engagement of the century may be mentioned on this morning's show.
I have a deal.
What's the deal?
Give me my lead, and I will temper my excitement for the remainder 4 hours.
Mm,
I promise. I promise.
You're not going to you're not going to be able to.
Just give me my lead. And I will talk Cole Strange and the Pats and the Red Sox.
Okay, so
shut out.
All right, you get your lead.
Yes.
And then the names of those two who shall not be mentioned will never be on your lips for the rest of the entire show.
Today. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank all God. Right. Girls well. Have cooties.
Congratulations,
thank
Courtney.
You. Thank you.
I'm really happy for you.
I think she won herself some money. I don't know if
I. Oh, no, she won the money.
Yeah, we already paid that.
Yeah, that was for not even for the that. That was coming out of left field. I didn't think that was going to happen.
No, you'll pay that eventually. I mean,
no,
I
we didn't bet on that one.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we already paid our bets.
Yeah, we always settled up on that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You did.
Oh,
you
we settled up.
Was that why I was gone?
Yes.
You settled? Yeah. Good.
No one got hurt. We settled up.
And by the way, there's a huge story that's been underreported. All the betting markets make it basically even money that she's going to be doing halftime of the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah. Part of my lead.
That's
okay.
Okay.
I hate stepping on your
toe. No. Right. I'm glad you said it
it's
and not
part,
me.
It's a part of it.
Yes.
I'm sure you'll address the other part of it.
Yeah. I have a question just for planning purposes. Is your lead 4 hours?
No.
Okay.
No. Very quick. Quick and easy. Quick, easy, and dirty.
I like it.
Wiggy, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
Right. How was the day off?
The day off was good. Day off is always good. You know
what'd
what
you
mean?
Do? Anything
you charge
good?
The batteries.
What'd you do?
What did I do? I went to Ocean Prime, my wife's cousin's in town for lunch.
Okay, good.
So that was it.
Chris Brown looked like a good show at Fenway.
Yeah, Chris Brown was amazing. And I'm a Chris Brown fan, but you know, it's more for the ladies, but dude right. was flying around the stadium.
Yeah. He has so many hits, too.
Man, he has hits. He's bringing people on stage.
Can you use a different word, please?
You're right. He and Rihanna both in the wrong during that.
Oh, they were both in the wrong.
He is amazing. When it comes to performance, you were talking about Morgan Wallen. Chris Brown, if you go to a show, it's like strictly an entertainer, dance, pyrotechnics, that I say it. The dude flying around the stage, I mean, in the whole stadium dancing was amazing.
Does he address the audience? Like Greg talked about Morgan Wallen and how Morgan doesn't really talk. He just says, like, thank you. Does Chris Brown say Boston?
Any
connection to Boston?
Audience. Like, what up, Boston? We'll turn it out.
To be clear, I don't want an artist who goes up there and says Boston.
Like, oh,
that,
I do.
That, I know you do. That does nothing for me.
Oh, really?
Courtney is so much the American public.
I know.
Like, everything she is.
Wait,
is
you
just,
don't like to know the connections? Like,
no, come
on, talking about how.
You keep saying. Well, does he go up there and say Boston? Yeah, like I mean,
more than that. Like Noah Kahan got up there and was like, "My mom went to BC and my dad went to MIT."
Okay,
like I live down the street in Watertown.
No, that might be what you like. I want somebody who is gonna talk a little bit about what this song means, why they wrote this song, just a little bit. More than just 1, 2, 3, 4, and the song plays, and the guys in Morgan Wallen's band are wearing the same exact thing that I saw them wear at Fenway Park 4 years ago or whatever. I just want a little bit. The man has an. I don't want to be painted in the corner as a Morgan Wallen hater. He has a great catalog. He's got hit after hit after hit. He just goes out there and kind of mails it in.
Chris Brown gives you like, this is a song that you might remember. This was off the first album. Like, he kind of does that stuff, if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And he does throw about, you know, we're going to, you know, tear the roof off this place, Boston or whatever. But he gives you a little, it's a show. It is like, you know, an absolute show.
Looked cool.
Yeah, he's an entertainer, so I give him that.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get to, including yet another win for the Boston Red Sox and a strong outing from Lucas Giolito, who gave you 8 innings, only gave up 4 hits, and you got a couple 4-baggers from Trevor Story and David Hamilton, and you blanked the O's.
Yep.
So Red Sox continue to win the games that they need to be and should be winning, and you can talk about that all morning long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. This is John from Springfield. John, good morning.
Good morning, all.
What's up? I'd like
to thank you guys and lady for what you do. Just a little tidbit for you, a suggestion. Hamilton had a really good night last night, and I just thought after, you know, he hits a dinger or does something good for the trending now, after, you know, Coco is doing the trending now, you could have Spicoli barking, "All right, Hamilton," you know, when Brad beats down the stand-up dude with a pot of coffee.
Okay, I mean,
Fast
Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, well, you got to know the movie, but, you know, Spicoli says that.
Wouldn't work. I mean, it won't work for anybody that's under the age of, 50 or thereabouts. But
Wiggy's laughing, and I was in your mood last night, Wiggy. There you go.
Boomer. He is. No offense, but Wiggy's high. That's why he's laughing.
I get Spicoli. I get Spicoli. I think you know, early set of boobs in that film there.
Was that the first one that you saw?
I don't know. That wasn't the first one I saw, but you know what? That was one that everybody went to. I can't remember the actress's name.
The actress, her name is Phoebe Cates.
Okay.
And she was out at the pool,
but
he was imagining that he was seeing them, and he never really. That actor is Judge Reinhardt, I think.
Who
almost saw them,
but didn't
quite see them.
Okay,
so.
Can we get to Taylor Swift?
Yes, we can. Well, we can certainly get to Cut Down Day.
Yeah.
Any surprises there? A bit of a surprise, I guess, that Mike Vrabel is going to keep 8 wide receivers. At least to start the season.
Jesus, what are you doing?
I mean, wild.
And Kyle Duggar's still on the team.
Yeah.
That one was a surprise.
They couldn't get a trade for him.
But your thoughts on why the 8 wide receivers?
The 8 wide receiver thing is, I don't know. It's kind of baffling to me that I have no clue. Like, what? You're only going to have three on the field, maybe four max if it's like a third down and long situation. But the way Josh McDaniels runs his offense, maybe they try to trade Javon Baker. They try to trade Kendrick Bourne. They weren't able to get no takers on it and just were like, well, you know what? I guess rather than cut them and maybe throw the towel in, they said, we'll keep them around. Guys are nicked up. That's the only thing I could see. But I don't know. That was the strangest thing because I thought there were going to be a bunch of names from the wide receiver room. And then when I didn't see any names, I'm like, what the hell's going on over here? So I guess we'll have to ask them, you know. But it's still, they still can make moves. So who knows? Like, they still can cut guys before the game. They still can, switch some things up.
I mean, Curtis is right about one thing, and it pains me to say it, but I say it all the time. The man is spot on. Oftentimes, when you, at some point, when you're able to look back at the draft record of this franchise over the last 4-5 years, not so good, Curtis.
No.
Not a lot of guys are sticking with the organization.
No. I would say going back to the 2019, actually 2018, really. Two first-round picks in 2018, Isaiah, You Don't Make Me Win, and Sony Michel. Then you have in the second round Duke Dawson, who could forget, basically Ty Law, just minus the talent. 2019, N'Keal Harry.
Are we doing the emergency top five worst New England Patriots draft picks?
No,
right,
it's
now
just like a package of crap. Mac Jones, wow, No longer on the team. Kyle Duggar, they're trying to get rid of. 2022, Cole Strange, which, given the recent events of his divorce proceedings, Tyreek Hill is not really a hot topic in terms of his performance on the field as much, but the Patriots could have traded with the Chiefs their 23rd pick, which is what they did. The Chiefs took McDuffie, who was a all-pro or Pro Bowl cornerback. They traded to 29, drafted Cole Strange. They could have turned that pick into Tyreek Hill if they wanted to make a deal that was similar to what the Dolphins did with the Chiefs that very same offseason. Instead, you take Cole Strange out of Chattanooga. That was the day after we were at Whalers. And everybody there had, like, bloodlust. They were enraged. People couldn't figure it out. You had Les Snead laughing at you. Then in the second round, you take Tyquan Thornton. Absolute busto.
Well, although I think the Chiefs, he made the Chiefs roster, did right. he not, Tyquan Thornton?
To go down that road, but that's kind of why a great player really helps a bad GM. When you have Patrick Mahomes, I don't think that all of a sudden Brett Veach became Vince Lombardi. You just happen to get guys that play better when they have a player at that position that's that great. But
yeah,
it's amazing. Like, when you really think about it, it's Christian Gonzalez, Pop Douglas, and I would say, like, Pop Douglas he's a contributor that you drafted. Ramondre is a contributor. But if you really said, okay, your best draft pick is obviously Christian Gonzalez. And
yeah,
that,
go back 5 years, and that's it, really.
Yeah, because the jersey.
I mean, Shime, who are we forgetting?
Christian Barmore?
I mean, you've drafted some guys, but, like, there's barely anybody left. Like, I mean, from last year's draft alone, there's only two guys left of the, like, seven guys that you drafted. It's just Caden Wallace, who doesn't play. He's, like, a third stringer now, and Drake May. That's it. From last year's draft class. That's horrendous.
Well, I think you have to kind of put it into perspective, Greg, is that generally it's your first round pick, your second round pick, and your third round pick. Like, that's where you really get judged. If you can hit a flyer on a fourth or a fifth or a sixth or a seventh, like, all right, that's great. But generally, when you look at your first three picks that are in the first, second, or third round, that's when you expect, like, okay, this guy to be a contributor. This guy should be a guy that you looked at. Maybe he is a Pro Bowler. Well, those are your expectations for those guys. Like, fourth round on down, it's whatever. So, like, I mean, I know that you can hit on guys, but I really judge a front office on what they do with first rounders, second rounders, third rounders, and where they are.
Couple undrafted free agents on this roster in Chisholm and Ponder.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, roster down to 53, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Leeds coming up in about 10 minutes. They set it at 7:20. And we will discuss where Alex Cora said his satisfaction level is when it comes to his pitching staff, among other things that were said yesterday. News with Courtney coming up at 7:45. And there is an irrational orgy fear in the news from Burning Man, of all places. So we'll get to that during the news on today's show. And, of course, we will play the very best Hill Notes back at about 9:20. So leave one of those at any time this morning on the Odyssey app. This is Walter. Hey, Walter.
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing that Curtis was talking about. It's like, I think it's been like 10 years or more since the Pats have drafted an offensive man that's made the Pro Bowl. I'm hoping Henderson breaks that this year. But Courtney, congratulations, because when I heard it yesterday, I knew you didn't. Your feet didn't touch the ground.
Walter, no.
Thank you, Walter.
Executive order.
That's
place.
Very nice.
No.
To be fair, he didn't say their names.
I know, but that doesn't fly with me. We are not talking about it except for Courtney's lead.
And
that
to defend Greg on the island, Mac Jones, alternate, but was a Pro Bowler.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, technically, so was Drake May.
That's true.
There you go.
So.
That is true. All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The Red Sox shut out the Orioles 5-0 in their second matchup in Baltimore. Lucas Giolito struck out 8 over his 8 innings pitched, only giving up 4 hits. Trevor Story and David Hamilton both homered in the win. That score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. Another one in Baltimore tonight. First pitch at 6:35 with Brian Baio getting the start. Brooksy will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:35 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Patriots got their roster down to 53 yesterday. Notable cuts included 2022 first-round pick Cole Strange and 2025 fifth-rounder outside linebacker Braden Swinson. Yesterday, Jalen Polk and Jelani Tavai were both placed on IR. Jelani has been designated to return from IR, so he's eligible for the 2025 season. But interesting things there. And the 20-pound summer slim down with Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Drop 20 pounds before summer ends and cruise into fall lighter, healthier, and happier. Do what Andy, Ted, Scheim, and Bradfoe did. Find your results at Awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got everyone's leads.
Well, the usual traffic warnings in effect officially, as they always are at this time of year in the Alston, Brighton, and College location areas because of the move-ins and the Alston Christmas, which is right around the corner. So they are suggesting that if you need to drive in the Alston, Brighton area, that you give yourself extra time because of parents and their precious children that they are moving in. And, of course, what would you guess the over-under is on U-Haul storrowings between now and Tuesday when we are back to work after Labor Day?
I'd say over 5.
It's okay. So the number is 5, and you're taking me over on that. Yeah. All right.
Great time to get the hell out of town.
Yes, it is. Tomorrow on the show, Pop Douglas. And so that will happen at 7:30 tomorrow. And also a Red Sox front office report tomorrow with Craig Breslow, the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox, at 9. So I hope that you will be here for either or for both of those.
Could we ask Pop Douglas to give us a question that will play for Craig Breslow?
Yes, we could do that.
I would have sworn it was going to be Sam Kennedy this week. This was giving me Sam Kennedy all weekend going with Baltimore.
Yeah.
He's probably on the island of Nantucket.
This is Ryan from my adopted home continent of Maine. Hello, Ryan.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, a couple weeks ago, there was a story about a neighbor that kept playing a train horn to annoy the neighbors. I feel like that sound should be rattled off every time the engagement is mentioned throughout the show,
yes,
including when Courtney starts her lead.
Okay. Yeah, we need some kind of warning for those who've already heard enough about it. Although, I did get a text on the Subaru of New England text line suggesting that the executive order is unfair to Courtney. It's a text from Rhode Island. Hello and good morning to every single one of you who listen to this show on our Rhode Island affiliate, and thank you for that. And it says, banning Coco with an executive order to not mention the engagement is like trying to ban Greg from talking about a hot seafood tower. Let Courtney have her day. And she's going to get her day with the lead.
Yep.
And then she has agreed that that will be it.
I'm okay with it, honestly. Huh? I have been floating ever since the news was announced. So I feel very happy, and I don't want other people to bring me down.
We have a sounder should Courtney abuse the privilege of her time discussing Taylor Swift.
Oh,
that may make her stop in her tracks.
Okay, should we listen to it now?
Yeah.
Right.
Look what you made me do.
Wow.
Right.
Let's play more Taylor Swift. I love it.
All right. Congrats,
Seems like I'm
Courtney.
Winning.
Yeah, you are winning today, so you might as well enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we'll give you your moment.
Thank you.
And that is about it.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that.
But Curtis said that the future bride may be the halftime entertainment at the Super Bowl.
Where is the Super Bowl this year?
Isn't it
San Francisco?
Yeah, San Francisco.
Oh, love it. Could be a big halftime show, I'm sure. That'll maybe they do Beyonce and Taylor Swift. Get everybody on the under the
cast. The second place for betting right now, like the second favorite, is going to be Greg's pick. I'll tell you that. That's a nice little teaser for you.
What is it? A hologram of
like odds wise? The second favorite.
Second favorite on what?
Performing at the Super Bowl.
Oh,
halftime.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes.
That's a part of your lead, though?
Yes.
How many different things are you getting into?
Well, I
want to
touch everything. Oh, okay. If I'm only going to get my lead,
I'm too much.
There you go.
Yeah.
Showing's a 10.
Multiple leads.
Well, it's just, it's about everything. But I wanted to throw in, I saw this name and I said, oh, Greg's going to be very excited.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's get going when it comes to leads this morning, Shine.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Sean, which part of executive order did you not understand?
It's part of the lead. Part of Courtney's lead.
Stop playing.
She
now.
Gets it once, Greg.
Stop. It's not part of her lead.
There you go.
All right. That's it on that, though.
Yep. That's it.
Okay.
I promise.
Leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru of New England, and with so much to love, you don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event, which is going on right now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Curtis.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Does Jackson Mahomes get a plus one?
No.
And will the family have a transportation to and from the event?
They should.
Thank goodness.
They probably will.
Okay, and that includes the Reed family. Thank you.
All right, Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So yesterday was, in fact, cut down day for your New England Patriots. Cole Strange, arguably the worst pick ever made by the New England Patriots in the NFL draft.
Worst pick ever?
Ever.
Okay.
Period. Whether it was Bill Belichick or anybody else, arguably the worst pick ever made by the New England Patriots was officially cut yesterday. And for some reason, I don't understand this eight receivers thing. I don't know if it's they think they can trade some of these guys now that cuts have been made or what the deal is, but why are you not keeping like other players? You have almost as many wide receivers as you do offensive linemen, and your offensive line might stink. We don't really know. It's just, I don't quite understand the decisions. Luckily, hopefully, this isn't the exact roster we see week one. Like, there should be changes, even if it's at the bottom of the roster, there should be changes between now and that Sunday game against the Vegas Raiders. However, eight receivers seems redundant to me. I like Kendrick Bourne. Doesn't need to be on this team. Could have used that spot for, I don't know, your fifth-round rookie who maybe just needs a little bit more seasoning time. You really don't need Javon Baker. Cool, he plays special teams. I can find 100 guys that'll play special teams for me. I don't need Javon Baker here in order to do that. I don't know. Seems kind of weird, but hey, you know, if you trust Mike Vrabel, you trust Mike Vrabel. It is what it is.
Didn't my former arch-enemy Tom E. Curran suggest on this very radio station that there would be some kind of a monumental trade done by the New England Patriots prior to yesterday, prior to cutdown day?
Did he say monumental?
Well, he said a significant trade would be done, and it didn't happen.
Yeah, no, like,
not even rumored.
Is that what they're whispering to people? Is that what the organization has now been reduced to?
They're trying to drum up interest in Kyle Duggar and Anthony Jennings, and there is none because they're not that good, and their contracts are bad. I think it was Jeremy Fowler had the report that there were multiple teams interested in Kyle Duggar, but the contract was just too much, and the Patriots weren't willing to take enough of it.
Well, it was. I mean, in hindsight, it is. He probably was given too much money.
But if you want to get rid of him, you can eat some of the contract. You have like $60 million in cap space. It's doing nothing but sitting there.
Yeah, because you're just going to have a guy who doesn't play. I mean, who's there for depth if somebody gets hurt, you know, where...
team that doesn't have a lot of established leaders, do you want a former leader disgruntled in the locker room?
Because that's what he is. I mean, you heard him after the preseason game when he's like, you know, I mean, guys playing into what, the fourth quarter. It's like, yeah, it doesn't help your team when you keep a guy like that around.
This is Jim from Weymouth. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, everybody. I'm a little bit upset that they cut Cole Strange because I wanted to buy and wear his shirt and have yet another reason to piss off my ex-wife.
Oh, he gets a rim shot on that early for 6:30.
I don't get it. Well, why is it a rim shot?
It would be like a strange, you know, strange. Is that an old head term? Yeah. I can't explain everything to you, Sean.
No, I understand the term strange, but that was a...
Didn't hit with you?
Why would it be a hit to his wife?
Yeah,
his ex-wife.
His ex-wife. I don't...
Maybe call back.
Don't call for a rim shot on things that don't deserve rim shots.
I mean, give the guy an A for effort.
Yeah, that's it.
Crying out loud. Yeah. I mean, it was so judgmental around there.
You didn't even mention the 69 Strange jersey. Like,
also, I didn't realize how many Swifties apparently listen to this show. They're coming at me.
Oh, yeah, you got to be careful.
They're everywhere. I think they want to talk about it. I don't
For the record, not me bringing it up again.
No, I mean, I got a text saying I'm an a-hole because if it was Bruce Springsteen that got engaged, we'd be talking about it all morning long.
Yeah, we
that
probably is true. Would. Yeah, definitely, I mean, true.
I guess.
Double standard.
I don't know.
My hometown.
Congratulations, Courtney, once again.
Thank you so much.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
All right. Shime, thank you. Curtis, good morning.
I'm going to keep this short and sweet because I feel like I'm the warm-up act for Taylor Swift. So we've hit on it. We can't say it enough, but the Patriots are a dumpster fire. And they are doing the same tricks that the Red Sox front office did for years, which is act like they're going to be trying to improve the team as fastly and as expensively as possible, as quickly and expensively as possible, when in reality they don't. They're going to already lay the foundation that the reason this team still stinks and doesn't get to the playoffs is because of the draft failures of the years that preceded it. Yet that has no weight when you retain the guys in charge of said drafts. If you fired Elliott Wolf and you fired Matt Groh, if you fired the people that were part of the drafts that made these awful decisions, I would give you the benefit of the doubt that this was going to take some time, but that the healing has begun. Instead, you keep Elliott Wolf, who's there to shine Vrabel. Everybody that tweets about this, by the way, that covers the teams, was like, non-story. It's clear that it's Vrabel's team. So then why does the guy talk? Why do you allow him in front of the media? Why do you allow him anywhere? If it's so, why isn't it clear to Elliott Wolf if it's clear to Tom Curran?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a self-inflicted wound. It's stupid. And the Cole Strange, N'Keal Harry picks are just the height of arrogance. Everybody knew that Cole Strange was nowhere near a first-round pick. Yet some people here were like, oh, he never misses on a tackle. He misses on a guard. This is going to be amazing. And then N'Keal Harry, those two, for different reasons, just totally waylaid this organization. But if I'm the Patriots, if I want to actually move forward, the only way you do that is by getting rid of all the people, purging the system of those that were in charge of drafts that led you to take players that are no longer here already a year after they were picked.
Well, Elliot Wolf, the reason why they're smart, I got to give the Patriots credit. Elliot Wolf is the new Bill Belichick. He is the guy that now gets all the slings and arrows. So when you think about the draft.
So if they're being called cheap or whatever.
We blame that guy right there. Mm-hmm. We blame the guy that says, hey, well, we're going to give up a first and second round.
But everybody that covers the team says he's powerless.
Yeah, but that's what they say. But once it's like they didn't do anything, who's the first name that they come up to blame?
Yeah, Elliot
They
Wolf.
Might be like, oh, he's powerless, but then the Patriots don't do anything. Elliot Wolf.
So
Elliot
why don't they fire the cheerleading coach? It would be the same thing.
No, because the Elliot Wolf is the guy.
Well, you're sort of right because everybody is pointing the finger at Elliot Wolf right now and saying, what's he doing?
Yeah.
Like,
no one's saying, hey, Vrabel, what are you doing here, buddy? They're saying, Elliot, what's going on? And if we all believe that Vrabel is a guy that has power over there, this is the perfect thing for him. He gets to fly under the radar, and then when everything happens bad, they'll blame him. And if something good happens, well, that's because Vrabel was there to make sure they drafted Will Campbell with the fourth overall pick. So it's smart by the Patriots. They've always had that guy, and in the past 20 years or 20-plus years, it's always been Bill Belichick. Now they need that new guy. No one's saying anything about Kraft.
Is it possible that it's Elliot Wolf who insisted on 8 wide receivers making this football team? Because
no. Really, man? You think Elliot Wolf is like, hey, Mike, here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep 8 wide receivers. 5 of them won't play.
Then we have to stop washing Vrabel for a minute and ask why he did that.
He's been on pretty consistently, though, having a lot of receivers. Like, I remember Mego talking about it after one of the practices where I believe she questioned him on having a crowded receiver room. And he basically said, it's not crowded. This is how I want things to go. So it wasn't really a big surprise to me that he kept all of them.
Really?
Yes.
Go back and look at the Titans when Vrabel was the head coach there.
I'm not talking about the Titans, though.
Well,
I'm just talking about...
That team had one of the best running backs ever, and they were built on that.
And they had A.J.
Right.
Brown.
Right.
But they didn't need a bunch of receivers.
But if you look at every team in the NFL, most teams...
Would you rather 5 2s or 1 10?
Most teams...
We have 5 starting pitchers.
...carry 5 wide receivers, maybe 6. You know?
I'm just saying what I remember Mego was doing the podcast and was talking about that specifically
no,
when
I
it
understand
came to Mike
that.
Vrabel. So I'm just saying that that's why I didn't surprise
But I
me.
Think Mike is kind of, you
Courtney
know.
Courtney has Ken sent a text the second 6 rings is posted.
I think Mike is kind of being politically correct and saying, you know, but when you look at it, the offense, look who the offensive coordinator is, right? So he has a big say in what the offense should look like. And that's Josh McDaniels. Generally likes to play 2 tight ends, loves a fullback. When do you ever see a Josh McDaniels offense have 8 wide receivers?
Maybe they're going to introduce the league to some sort of an 8 wide receiver set or something like that.
Oh, so the new run and shoot?
Would be very difficult to cover.
I love it. It'd be like the second half against the Ravens in the divisional playoffs.
True. Right.
Drake May already doesn't have an offensive line. There's no difference.
Yeah, it'd be like Will Campbell, Drake May, and 8 wide receivers. 8 wide receivers.
Yeah. God, do they stink.
Never been done before. I mean, you got to get the ball out pretty quick.
Yeah, that's true. But if you have 8 wide receivers, you have
well, you just kind of toss it up there.
What
honestly.
If you direct snap it to a receiver?
Could do that.
That's wild. All right.
Annexation of Puerto Rico.
Curtis, excellent lead. And we will get to more of those coming up next.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
Mike Rowe here with a name every homeowner should know, Groundworks. Now, I've spent time with these guys, and I'll tell you, they handle basement waterproofing and foundation repair like no one else. They're certified experts that are committed to making your experience great. You want to protect your home? The name to know is Groundworks. Busy Dog Basement Technologies and Rescon Basement Solutions are now Groundworks. Go to groundworks.com to schedule a free inspection.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Hey, Boston fans. Meet the legends behind Red Sox history with City Cruises Live on Sunday, September 14th. Hosted by Kevin Millar, Clay Buchholz, and Johnny Gomes. You'll sail Boston Harbor while they share dugout stories about the 2004 and 2013 World Championship wins, up close and in person. VIPs get exclusive team merch, signed photos, and more perks. Get tickets now at citycruises.com/live.
Chime, I forgot to tell you, I got a little advice for you when it comes to the summer cold. From an everyday listener of this show yesterday, Dr. Diana.
Oh, nice.
Hydrate. Oh, hold on. It's going to take me a minute to find the message from my doctor, Dr. Diana. If you're dealing with a summer cold or you are dealing with chronic back pain and that is getting in the way when it comes to enjoying everyday activities, whether it's working out or just getting out of bed, the answer for you could be prolotherapy with my doctor, Dr. Diana. And if you're sick and tired of the current healthcare system and the fact that you can't get your primary on the phone or get an appointment for months, then I would invite you to find out about how it works with Dr. Diana. You can literally get her on the phone if you're not feeling great. You can literally text her if you are not feeling great. Prolotherapy is a non-surgical option that stimulates your body's natural healing process, and that will help stabilize, strengthen, and reduce the back pain that you're dealing with. Those injections take less than an hour. They're done right in the office with minimal downtime. So call or text Dr. Diana at 508-501-7017. 508-501-7017. Chime, vitamin C, maybe 2,000 milligrams a day, she said, and hydrate. Did you give the vitamin C a try?
I have not, no. But
orange
I may
juice,
have to.
Or maybe you could take it in the pill form. I'm okay. Sure Courtney has a couple extra pills in her massive pill locker that you can borrow. All right, we will be right back. Coming up at 7:20, they said it, and that is a quick back and forth on everything that they said yesterday. And that will include where Alex Cora said his satisfaction level is with his pitching staff. So that is coming up. 781 text from a Swifty on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 617-779. What are the last four digits, Chime?
7937.
Thank you. Which says,
oh boy.
I know, I'm getting up there, Curtis. We had to endure Greg talking about Ozzy Osbourne for a week. Let Courtney eat. Executive order on the amount of times that we will discuss the engagement of the century. One of those, though, is now. And you're
shut up.
Your lead. Now.
Thank you, Greg. Good morning, everybody. A big day yesterday as Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce made it official. They announced their engagement on Instagram. Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married was the caption. Beautiful.
I don't get that. What does that mean?
Yeah, it's all.
Is that some reference to a song or an album?
No,
or
it's just like
a podcast. What does it mean?
It's just he's the jock. She wasn't really into sports. Okay. She's into literature. Okay. He's not really into literature.
Okay. All right.
It's a play on that.
I get it.
Okay. She announced on August 26th, 13 is her favorite number. 13 plus 13 is 26. She announced it at 1 p.m. on the dot, the 13th hour of the day. She made sure that this was as swifty as humanly possible. When did this happen? Travis's dad spoke in an interview saying that it happened 2 weeks ago, right after the New Heights podcast was recorded. So the fact that that podcast happened, she talked about him as, I'm sorry, I keep having a little agita. Is that what it's called? Agita?
Agita.
Agita, yeah.
Don't get waylaid.
Yeah. The fact that she had that podcast where she talks kind of emphasized that that was her boyfriend. Everyone thought it was kind of weird how she kept talking about her boyfriend. The fact that right after that, he became her fiance. People knew immediately, even before Mr. Kelsey spoke on an interview, because she had the same nail color. Her nails looked exactly the same. Her hair was done exactly the same. Right. So we knew it happened, you know, that day around that time. Some Easter eggs that are also a part of what the proposal, the photos of the proposal. It was very lover.
I'm looking at it now on Twitch. Did they do that in Shador Sanders' draft room?
No? I do not believe
so. Okay.
I do not believe so.
Okay.
But she used this backdrop looks very similar to the Lover, some artwork from Lover, her album Lover. Also, this happening, her posting this on the 26th, The Prophecy, which is one of probably her most vulnerable songs, about like fulfilling her prophecy down the road, is the 26th song on the Tortured Poets Department. So very well done, the way in which she did this entire thing.
Make it stop.
Now, when it comes to
the
Super Bowl.
Is there anybody who can make it stop?
Oh, well, I'm getting into sports now.
Nope, Greg.
Okay, when it comes to
ride this wave.
Yeah, these are two people in love. I thought you loved love, so you should just let this happen. Okay. When it comes to Super Bowl, she's even money right now. She's your betting favorite to play in this year's Super Bowl halftime show. Now, who's in at number two, Greg? Dua Lipa.
Oh, okay.
Her odds 7-1. Right behind that is Miley Cyrus, Mariah Carey, and Oasis.
Wow.
You can get them at 10-1 right now.
Oasis.
Yeah.
Hard pass on that. Top two sound great, though.
I am torn on the Taylor Swift being the halftime performer. It's something I've always wanted. She wasn't able to do it before because Coke and Pepsi, obviously. She was a spokesperson for one. Pepsi is the halftime show sponsor.
I didn't know she was a Cokehead.
No, that's not what I said. Coca-Cola. And so, like, the time is now. I think it would be kind of weird for her to do it when her fiance is a guy that could potentially be in the game. And if they don't make it to the Super Bowl, then he's just going to be there to watch her. I just think there's logistically a lot of things that could go into it. But there are a lot of signs pointing to her being the halftime performer. And lastly, I just want to say MLB continues to be so out of touch. MLB posted the next year's schedule literally right after she posted the engagement. Like, couldn't have been
What do you think, the entire world is supposed to stop because two idiots got engaged?
I think if you want to post MLB schedule and really put a focus on, like, rivalry games, I don't think that's the time to post. I think any person who runs social media...
You have lost your mind. Somebody's texting in saying Shime, we thought Shime was a freak when it comes to Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
You've lost your mind on this.
Yeah, no.
It's a simple engagement.
It's probably the biggest engagement that's ever happened.
Wow. Ever happened?
Yeah.
Wow. What about Princess Diana?
Okay. I wasn't born yet.
Well, you said ever.
This is the biggest engagement that's ever happened. What about Jesus and Mary?
Yeah. Well,
what about Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Wait, Jesus didn't marry Mary. Mary gave birth to Jesus.
No, but let me just...
Oh, yeah, no, you're right about that. Sorry.
Let me ask a question, Courtney.
But how did that happen? I've always wondered about that.
Immaculate conception.
Okay. Yeah.
No,
kind of like this...
You're thinking about Franco Harris.
That's the reception.
Oh, okay. Yes. The Major League Baseball has for weeks, months, planned a schedule. So they're just supposed to throw it out the window when they see that Taylor Swift
do it tomorrow.
Do it today. Yeah, to like wait. It is just
what's going
to
happen today that didn't happen.
It's
yesterday.
Social media.
Right in that regard.
Are you in agreement on this?
In that regard, yes. Like,
but more people are on social media yesterday.
Yeah, because they're searching Taylor Swift stuff. They're not. They don't care about anything else.
Right.
Yesterday's the day you news dump something if you don't want people to see it. Like yesterday's the perfect day. Like, oh yeah, we fired Marco Sturm already as our head coach or something.
Other news stories other than this one. Believe
you
me.
You did.
Like what?
I saw Michael Proctor in court. I saw I saw 800 different news stories.
But we're saying it's something that a league is so wants it to be talked about. Like that was so buried because of the Taylor Swift stuff. Just push it. Bump it.
I hate to break it to you. The baseball schedule release is buried by definition. It wasn't going to be a popping story
issue with MLB. Like if you are Rob Manfred, you're looking at this like, all right, hey, if we want any buzz surrounding this, let's not do it the day, literally minutes after they announce the engagement.
A texter is asking, she made him propose on that day. So it fit into her weird numerical fascination.
No, he proposed 2 weeks ago. She just posted it on that day. She held it to post on that day.
All right.
Yeah.
And Rob Manfred's bombed off his ass.
You led the Dodgers to the World Series.
Yeah, they could have dropped the schedule at 8 p.m.
Yes.
on a Monday night. No one cares about Curtis.
Well,
also, not that impressed with the ring.
Okay.
What?
You are a fraud and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Wasn't that impressive?
Well, to be fair, Courtney, there's nothing that they would have done that you would have said was bad.
Right.
I actually will say the one bad part about this for me, breakup albums are a thing of the past, which are some of our favorite things.
Coming in a couple years.
No, it won't.
All right.
And people that root for other people's demise is gross.
Nobody's rooting for anybody's demise. Yeah. It's reality.
Nope.
All right. Well done.
Thank you.
Got that out of the way.
I feel lighter.
Couple leads left, and they are coming up next.